I came from Edinburgh, from IMC Scotland, and I'm very happy to be here because I haven't seen a lot of people for a long time. And also there's some fantastic chocolate cake on offer and some really good food, and the hosts are treating us very well. And we had made some exciting decisions. We have finally agreed to change the front page into a new design and a shell, and that was really good because we've discussed it for several years, I think. 1 or 2 years at least, and now we finally have made a decision to implement it, and that will hopefully be very exciting to everybody. And we've also talked a lot about the editorial stuff, and so it's quite nice.
So you definitely feel a lot of good stuff's come from today?
Yes, it's always good to meet people face to face, because on the internet you just can't really get the personal connection, and also email lists seem to always have people kind of responding when they're disagreeing with something. Hardly anybody kind of comes back and says, oh great, that's exactly what I wanted to say. So sometimes the internet can be a bit like driving people apart instead of connecting them. So face-to-face meeting have proven to be very valuable to everything, political or not political.
There's been a lot of discussion today about the future of indie media, given the context we're in at the moment, and I suppose I just wanted to see what your own vision for the future of indie media is.
I think indie media has had its best years, basically, before Web 2.0 came in. At the moment, I think we are lacking a little bit of resources to be that kind of forerunner for social and political development. Indie media will always be valuable to put pressure on the corporate media and on the social networking facilities as an alternative. And just if people don't get their voice heard on corporate media, there's always going to be indie media striking fear in the heart of every editor. Hopefully.